I have made reference throughout the season to our devotional book that we gave to the staff at the beginning or before the beginning of the season. Those who were at the first staff meeting got this book called Loyal Responses, Francis Ridley Havergal. We took that as a theme for our staff this summer, Loyal Responses. But, you know, since there are often so many staff members in the meeting, I've spoken from this book from time to time, made reference to it, and mentioned also that it's available down in the store for non-staff members at a very reasonable price, and it's a great blessing. It's the fifth in a series of Francis Ridley Havergal monthly or month-long devotionals, 31-day devotionals about the King. The first one is called My King. And I'm forgetting how they all go. I saw four of them down there in the boathouse. Maybe all five are there. This is the last one. And this one is different from all the others. This one is a collection of poems, her hymns and poems. And the others were devotional readings from a text of Scripture that all would have to do with the particular topic that she chose. For instance, last year's or 2 years ago was Royal Commandments, Morning Thoughts for the King's Servants. And last year was Royal Bounty, Evening Thoughts for the King's Guests. And this one, Loyal Responses, Daily Melodies for the King's Minstrels. So that's where we were this summer, singing to the King. And we often looked at these poems. And if you were here June 30th, and I know some of you were, I read the one for day 30. I hope you don't mind hearing it again. It struck me when we were first preparing this book as one of the outstanding ones of the whole collection. And the title of it is Tried, Precious, Sure. And what Francis Havergal does, I thought was rather ingenious. Maybe you're a writer or a poet, and you'll say, oh, this is just ordinary for you. But to me, it was special. She took two texts, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13:8, and then Jesus Christ, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. You'll remember that that's in the prophecy of Isaiah. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And the Apostle Peter quoted this text in his epistle, 1 Peter 2, and referred it to the Lord Jesus. So we know this stone is this foundation stone, tried, precious, and sure, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And what Havergal did was take those words, tried, precious, and sure, and make a parallel. Tried yesterday, precious today, sure forever, tomorrow. Okay? So, and then there are three stanzas. And I'm going to read them to you, okay? Through the yesterday of ages, Jesus, thou hast been the same. Through our own life's checkered pages, still the one dear changeless name. Well may we in thee confide, faithful Savior proved and tried. Joyfully we stand and witness thou art still today the same. In thy perfect, glorious fitness, meeting every need and claim, chiefest of 10,000 thou, Savior, O most precious, now. Gazing down the far forever, brighter glows the one sweet name. Steadfast radiance, paling never, Jesus, Jesus, still the same, evermore thou shalt endure, our own Savior, strong and sure. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Tried, precious, sure. How precious is Jesus to our hearts this afternoon? We can't tell it in words, can we? But we're so thankful for him. And I love this little selection I don't know if I could say best, but it's in the top few anyway of the whole book. Jesus Christ the Same. So these are in the store, by the way, if anybody's interested in them, and if you want the whole collection. I'm not sure if all five are there, but at least four of them are. And we reprinted them. They're from some rather ancient manuscripts, and we reprinted them for our staff. This is an in-house job, and you're welcome to go down and look for it. I believe we have them. Also, I saw the autobiography of Sister Pearl Young. If you don't have that, that's worth getting. Here, is it Am I or I Am? Anyway, send me. And you'll see it down there with her picture on the cover, and it's a great testimony. So I mention her because of our brother Fred, who's here, and from Vancouver. I've asked three of our ministers to speak to us this afternoon. We don't want Brother Graber to have to speak to us three times in one day. Well, we want it, but we don't want to tax him. So we give him a little break in the afternoon, and I've asked three of our ministers to share with us this afternoon. Maybe I could prepare you. I believe this evening, Brother Graber loves testimonies, and so do I. We've heard such wonderful things over this season and from the people in the congregation. And already this past week, we had such inspiring testimonies. And I'd like to give opportunity for that this evening. There won't be much time to wait, so I'm telling you now, so that if you want to say something briefly for the Lord, or if He lays something on your hearts, a testimony, a word of exhortation, a song that you want to bring, but you want to take part this evening, we'd like to give opportunity for that. And looking ahead, maybe a little more opportunity on Sunday afternoon. That's tomorrow already, isn't it? Tomorrow afternoon. The Lord willing, and as He leads, we'd like to take some opportunity for testimonies this evening and tomorrow afternoon. But for this afternoon, I asked Brother Fred from Vancouver. I'm sorry, is your last name W-A-N-G, and how do you say it?
Wang.
Wang, Brother Wang, we should say, to be proper. And He's one of the ministers there in the Vancouver Zion Church. And we're so happy with their visit to us over the years. Last year, six of the youth, I guess you'd call them, came to be with us along with Brother Martin, David's father. And this year, the group has expanded a bit. But I just loved them right away. It wasn't the first time I had met them, but I've seen some of them before. And you know, I found my way to Vancouver. It wasn't that hard to feel that tug. It's a great place to visit. But the greatest place in Vancouver, as beautiful as it is a beautiful city. The greatest place is that meeting with the saints in the Vancouver Zion Church. It really is. You have to go there if you get a chance. You just have to go there. And Brother Daniel Way is the pastor there, and these two men, Brother Martin and Brother Shen and Brother Wang, are working along with Brother Way. We asked Brother Wang to speak to us this afternoon. Also, Brother Martin, and they call him Pastor Wade also. That's kind of a first name thing in your church. And we call Sister Gerda, but it's Sister Bacher. I've asked them all to share with us briefly this afternoon. I think Brother Wang wants to speak Chinese, so that a lot of you will understand him. And his son is going to come in. Oh, another thing, though, I'm going to disappear for just a moment, or maybe someone else would like to do this. In Vancouver, when you go to speak in Vancouver, Zion Church, Well, of course, you have a translator, and that happened to be David's father for me. And you know what they do, though? They come up with two glasses of water on the pulpit, and here's only one. And I think this was Brother Graber's. I'm not sure if he didn't take a sip of it. So maybe someone could run out to Mary's house and get two, please. You could take mine. Thank you. I don't know where they find the ice. They usually put ice in. It's great. Thank you, John. We don't want to shortchange the. They are so hospitable, too. They did take me around to, what was it, Stanley Park and lots of places, Granville Island. But really, that church, the Lord met us in such precious ways there. Lovely people. And some of them are here. We're so glad. Brother Wong and Isaac, may I call you by your first name? He's going to help us, the ones who don't understand Chinese. Come, come.